Friends, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Let us prepare our hearts and minds for worship with an offering of music. Of worship here at First Presbyterian Church, both those of you who are with us in person in the sanctuary, those joining us via our live stream, and we are thankful that you are spending some of your time in worship of God with us today. Those of you who are in the sanctuary, if you would please take a moment and locate the fellowship pad you'll find in each pew, and if you haven't done so already, if you would make a record of your attendance with us, and if you're visiting, we'd always appreciate an email address or a phone number, some way that we might say hello in the week ahead. Even if you're just in town for the holiday, we would greatly appreciate any contact information you might leave behind. And if you're worshiping with us on our live stream, please like our page and check in and let us know that you are here with us. Those of you here in person, I see many of you who have remembered your name tags. And thank you for doing that. And if you have ordered a name tag and have yet to pick it up, they are on the tables in the fellowship hall. I also got word just before church began this morning at 8:45 that our angel tree still had 14 angels, our Salvation Army angel tree. There were still 14 angels available to be adopted. I don't know if that number has changed since 8:45, but You can actually do that online. All the information is in the bulletin if you would like to adopt an angel. And the deadline has been extended 2 days until Wednesday this week to get your angels in if you are adopting one today. A reminder, friends, that this afternoon at 4:30 will be our Night of Wonder. That's our children's ministry Christmas program. It won't happen on site. It will happen at the Hill. The address is in your bulletin. You are all welcome to attend. I'm told it'll be at 4:30 out at the Hill. I'm told that if you're coming, please remember a tailgate chair or a blanket, something to sit on. It was a little wet last night, and we want everybody to be comfortable. What promises to be a beautiful evening with our children's ministry tonight. And then finally, Christmas Eve is just around the corner. We will have 3 worship services at 4, at 6, and at 8. And we are asking, our Mission and Outreach Commission asks that if you could, if you would bring a package of diapers with you as an offering on Christmas Eve as we support the ministry of the Athens Diaper Bank on Christmas Eve. Let me invite Kemp and Deb Gaskell to come forward and lead us in the lighting of the Advent wreath. During the season of Advent, our Advent wreath has been lit by elders elect in the class of 2024, and Kemp is standing for the office of elder.
Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. The world says worry, and we say rejoice. The news says fear, and we say rejoice. The world says happy. The world says be happy, and the church says be faithful. As we light our third Advent candle, we pray for hope, peace, and joy. Come now, O child of Mary. Come now, O Prince of Joy.
Advent lessons and carols with the traditional singing of our hymn, Once in Royal David City. You'll note that the hymn is printed for you in your bulletin, and so you'll also note that the choir is going to sing stanza 1, and then the congregation will join in as we stand and sing together. So I might invite you to stand as you are able, and let us begin our service of Advent lessons and carols.
Thank you. please be seated. Dear people of God, in this season of Advent, it is our duty and our delight to prepare ourselves to hear once more the message of the angels and to go in heart and mind to Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass and the babe lying in a manger. Therefore, let us hear again from Holy Scripture the tale of the loving purposes of God from the first days of our sin until the glorious redemption brought to us by this holy child. And let us make this house of prayer glad with our carols of praise. But first, because this of all things would rejoice Jesus' heart, let us pray. Loving God, we pray for the needs of the whole world and all your people. For peace upon the earth you came to save, for love and unity in your church, for goodwill among all peoples. And particularly at this time, we remember the poor, the cold, the hungry, the oppressed, the sick and them that mourn, the lonely and the unloved, the aged and the little children, and all who do not know your love. Lastly, let us remember all those who rejoice with us, but upon another shore and in a greater light, that multitude which no one can number, whose hope was in the Word made flesh, and with whom in this, Lord Jesus, we forevermore are one. These prayers and praises we humbly offer up to the throne of heaven in the words that Christ himself has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. So now we turn to Scripture, the tale of the loving purposes of God. Adam and Eve disobey God. They heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden at the time of the evening breeze, and the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" He said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself." He said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me fruit from the tree, and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent tricked me, and I ate." The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you among all animals and among all wild creatures. Upon your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will strike your head, and you will strike his heel." And to the man he said, "Because you have listened to the voice of your wife and have eaten of the tree about which I commanded you, you shall not eat it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread until you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken. You are dust, and to dust you shall return. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
God's promise to Abraham. The angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will indeed bless you, and I will make your offspring as numerous as the stars of heaven and as the sand that is on the seashore. And your offspring shall possess the gate of their enemies, and by your offspring shall all the nations of the earth gain blessing for themselves, because you have obeyed my voice." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Thank you.
a great light in the darkness. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
A little child shall lead them. A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.
The angel appears to Mary. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be since I'm a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Gives birth in Bethlehem. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting the child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Angels announced the Messiah. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. Magi come from the east. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
And the Word became flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. This is the Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Mission of the First Presbyterian Church of Athens is in response to God's grace to create a community where people seek the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ, rejoice in worship, and go forth sharing the love of Christ with Athens and the world. And it's your generosity, your faithful stewardship of what God has entrusted to you that drives and empowers and fuels that mission and ministry. And so remembering that every good gift comes from God and remembering who and whose we are, with glad hearts, let us return to God a portion of what God has entrusted to us as we give our tithe and our offerings.
Thank you.
If you will allow me just the briefest moment of personal privilege just to offer my heartfelt thanks to Dr. Coble and to our choir for their leadership of our service today. I know you'll want to thank them as we go forth into this day. So hear the blessing in charge. May the Christ, who by his incarnation gathered into one the things of heaven and earth, fill you with the sweetness of inward peace and goodwill. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. Alleluia. Go forth in peace and joy. Amen.